The new two-part documentary, Trump's Front Row Joes, is the first inside look at Trump's diehard fans.
The Front Row Joes are incredible people.
Camping out for days to be in the front row at every Trump rally to support their hero.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer.
You had to love Mr. Donald Trump.
Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Todd Starnes. Not an AI-generated recording. No, this is me live in person. Healthy as a horse. So if you need proof of life, you got it, America. Welcome to the show. Wow. You know, I feel like we're in some sort of a Tom Clancy slash John Grisham slash House of Cards Netflix series. It just feels weird right now, ladies and gentlemen. So many different conspiracy theories out there. So many dumpster fires burning across the fruited plain, and we're going to talk about all of them today. It's going to be a lot of fun. I will say this, and yesterday I was getting messages. Robin Poffman was lighting up my phone yesterday. She was like, did you hear the Joe Biden audio? Did you hear what Joe Biden had to say? And I want to play some of this. And by the way, this is the first time we've heard from Joe Biden. It's weird. So she flew to Delaware to go to her campaign headquarters, which was odd. As far as we know, she did not drop by to say hello to Joe, but she dropped in, and then Biden phoned in. Now, everybody was led to believe that this was actually some sort of a live event, but Kamala let it slip that it was a recording. Here is cut five, please.
There's so much more we're going to get done. And so I want to say hello to Kamala. If she can hear me, I know she's going to be speaking shortly. And I want to say to the team, embrace her. She's the best. I want to call today to thank everybody in this effort. I know yesterday's news is surprising, and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me to help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination and then go on to win the presidency. But, you know, you're an amazing team, but we've got a great, I think we made the right decision. I know how hard you've worked, how many sacrifices you've made. And so many of you uprooted your lives for me, and the kind of commitment few people make for anything these days, but you made it.
That is not a healthy man right there. That is not a healthy man. Now, a couple of things about his voice. It sounded as if he had a mouthful of cotton, right? There was a lot of slurring of the words there. And when you step back, and I actually know a thing or two about this after my open heart surgery back in 2005. I had some experience with this where these little tiny baby, they call them baby strokes, but they're really not baby strokes. I mean, they're very dangerous and they're very frightening, but they leave you with, slurred speech and the kind of voice that Joe Biden has right now. And that's the reporting that we're getting out of Las Vegas. So look, I need to take all of us to task for just a moment. There's a lot of stuff happening on social media right now, and most of it is simply not true. Now, you can believe what you want to believe. For example, right now it's trending that Jimmy Carter, the president, former president of the United States, the second worst president that we've ever had, died. And it turned out not to be true. I can't tell you how many people are sending this to me. Oh, my God. That's Jimmy Carter's dad. No, Jimmy Carter is alive. I don't know if he's well, but he's alive. Dad in Plains, Georgia. Going to be 100 years old. So you got to be careful the information you are getting out there. So I want to give you an example of that. So they were talking about after the whatever happened in Las Vegas, and there's, you have to go back to last Wednesday. Biden was campaigning in Vegas when all hell broke loose. Multiple sources telling Charlie Kirk, Laura Loomer, lots of other folks that in law enforcement that there was some sort of a medical emergency and they had to rush to get Biden to a hospital. But then they rerouted back to Air Force One. So anyway, that part of it is verified through a lot of law enforcement sources. All right. So then a reporter for, I believe it was the Daily Mail, talked about how they were on Air Force One and it flew the fastest that it had ever flown. And it was really, the plane was shaking. Yes, that's called turbulence. And when you, again, when you look at the amount of time it took for Air Force One to get from Vegas to Dover in Delaware, it all adds up, right? So there was no, like, rush. It was just that's how long it normally takes on Air Force One. And by the way, when you're on Air Force One, you get to places quicker than you would if you were to fly Delta, where nobody's going anywhere these days with Delta. So that being said, just be careful about all the information that's out there, because a lot of it is just simply not true. So anyway, the concern here is that the slurred speech, it appears that Biden had some sort of a TIA, which are those mini strokes that people have. And those are just as frightening as the real as a major stroke, which, by the way, those are symptoms of, which could be the reason why he has been off the grid, if he's still alive. Now, they're saying Biden's going to be addressing the nation tomorrow. We don't know if that's live. We don't know if that's going to be taped. But what I can tell you is this. Through the reporting of the New York Post and my sources in Washington, D.C., I can tell you that Joe Biden was the victim of a Democrat Party coup. They blackmailed this man, and they told Joe, you're either, and by the way, Nancy is the hatchet man here. Nancy went to him and said, Joe, here's how it's going to go down. You will resign, you will step away from the campaign, or the cabinet will invoke the 25th Amendment. You got a choice. Choose wisely. That's what they did. It is cutthroat. I'm telling you, it is house of cards stuff, folks. So don't believe all the he's an American patriot. God bless you, Joe. Sacrificing it all for the country. God bless you, man. Don't believe any of it. They had the knives out. They were ready to take that guy out. Now let me tell you something about Kamala Harris. And hear me on this. Do not underestimate this woman. Do not underestimate Kamala Harris. She is a force to be reckoned with. And hear me on this. I know she's a dingbat, but hear me on this. Kamala Harris has the power of every critical race theory, every alphabet activist group in the country right now. And she's got the mainstream media. They're all on her side, and that is going to be a very powerful force to be reckoned with. But, and you say, but Todd, I mean, the only thing that she did well was Willie Brown. What? I mean, Todd, come on. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. There are millions and millions of people in this country, and they will vote based on two things, skin color and party. And if you are, and I know all about this, your competence doesn't matter. It doesn't matter with these people. It does not matter. And hear me on this, and I'll give you a great example. So here in Memphis, Tennessee, we're a majority-minority city. We're controlled. We're ruled by Democrats. We have, you know, the place where you go to get your car tags and all that kind of stuff? It's a complete blank show. It's horrible. People can't get their car tags. And the person, this is an elected position. People are having to wait hours in the heat, only be told that it's closed. They're not paying their rent. They've literally been evicted from buildings. It's terrible. So the woman decides, the county clerk, her name is Wanda Halbert, and she decides she's going to run for re-election. Now, there was an opponent, a Republican, Wanda, black Democrat. There's a guy who retired. He had been working in the clerk's office for decades. The guy was incredibly competent. He had a great track record. He would have done a great job. But the problem was, he's a white Republican. And sure enough, on election day, the black Democrat population of Memphis, Tennessee went out there and they voted in landslide numbers for the black Democrat because she is a black Democrat. It doesn't matter that she's a moron who doesn't even know how to pay a rent check. It doesn't matter. That's all they see. What color are they? What party are they? That's it. There's going to be a lot of that in the presidential election. This is not going to be a cakewalk. That's what I'm trying to, I'm just cautioning you here, Republicans. Don't get too overjoyed here. I get it. This woman is a dingbat, Kamala Harris. But watch it, because she can be dangerous. It's going to be very interesting to see who she picks as her VP. That will give us a pretty good indication of how far to the left she will be governing. And let me tell you something about her. This woman, when you look at her voting record, she is, back when she was in the Senate, she was the most liberal senator in the country. Well, what about Bernie Sanders, Todd? Worse than Bernie Sanders. What? Worse than Bernie Sanders? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding. She is worse than Bernie Sanders. This woman is a raging Marxist. So this is a very dangerous time for the country, and it's time for everybody to put on their big boy pants and get out there, make sure that you are voting and you are encouraging people you know to vote. And I know there are a lot of really disgruntled evangelicals right now in the Republican Party, and I get it, but suck it up, Buttercup, because we've got a country to save here, and Kamala Harris is far more dangerous than Joe Biden ever was. Let me say that again. Kamala Harris is far more dangerous than Joe Biden ever was. All right, we got to take a quick break here, opening up the phone lines, monitoring Benjamin Netanyahu, addressing Congress, joint session of Congress. Democrats are snubbing the speech. We'll talk more about that. Also, your Secret Service director, she has resigned. Let me say this. I'd be confiscating that woman's passport. I think she leaves the country, and we got a lot of questions she needs to be answering. 901-260-5926, our number, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, so here's the deal here. Kamala Harris will not be presiding over the Senate today. As her part of her responsibility as vice president is she is president of the Senate. So whenever there is a joint session of Congress, Harris is up there on the podium alongside Speaker Mike Johnson. And Harris said, nope, not going to do it. She's going to go speak to some sort of a black sorority today. That's more important than sitting there and listening to an address from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what she's doing today. So then it goes to the Speaker pro tem, the Senate pro tem, and that person is Patty Murray, the Democrat senator from Washington State. Patty said, No. Can't be sitting through a speech by a Jew. Can't be doing that. So Patty Murray is not going to be there either. So they finally found some sort of a Democrat who's an Orthodox Jew that would be willing to actually sit up there on the platform. This is unbelievable. So look, House Speaker Mike Johnson, just a few moments ago, here's what he had to say about it. Cut 16.
It has never been more important than it is right now for us to stand with our closest ally in the Middle East and our traditional partner in all these things. And it is outrageous to me and inexcusable that, as the leader mentioned, that Kamala Harris is boycotting this this joint session. This is an historic moment. It's an important moment for the country for all the reasons we've said. The gravity of the situation cannot be overstated. And yet, Kamala Harris will abandon her seat. As you all know, as the vice president and as serving as the president of the Senate, she is supposed to be seated next to me at the rostrum. She will not be there because she refuses to attend. She needs to be held accountable for that, and she needs to be asked very searing questions about why. They went down the roster to find out who else would sit in the seat. Senator Patty Murray declined the opportunity as well. She will also boycott the event, skip the speech. They landed on Senator Cardin, who is retiring from the Senate, so has little political risk. The idea that they are making political calculations when our ally is in such dire straits, fighting for its very survival and fighting back against the horrific attack in October, is unconscionable to us. America's relationship with Israel has always been bipartisan, and it should stay that way.
All right, we got it. We got any Jews out there? Any Jews in the Democrat caucus? That's what they're doing. They had to find. They finally found one guy, Senator Ben Cardin, and he'll be the guy. Jeez, Lou. Anyway, that is tomorrow, the joint session of Congress. Just insanity. Just insanity. And this Jew hatred is on full display. I really do hope that all of you Jews who vote Democrat are paying attention here. All right, let's go to Steve in Central Arkansas. Steve, I understand you have a theory on Biden.
I have a theory that maybe some people are talking about it. I haven't heard anybody else talking about it. But I think the last, really, you go back to when he started running for the 2020 election, almost over 4 years, they've had him on a regime of amphetamines and narcotics to make him presentable to the country that have finally, they've blown him up. And I think that's what's happened here since the debate. He did so poorly in the debate and he tried to recover from it, and they hopped him up there for about 3 weeks at trying to keep him out there in public every day and showing his energy and stuff. They finally blew him up. That's what happened in Las Vegas. They damn near OD'd him. And I think that's why they brought him all the way back across the country instead of carrying him to a local hospital so they could keep it quiet.
My question is, was that really Biden's voice? And I'm just wondering, with AI and voice cloning, something's not right.
I think that's where he is right now. They've got him somewhere trying to detox him.
Yeah. So he's going through detox. You think he's at Betty Ford? Is that where he's really at, Steve?
They've got a lot higher grade place. They've got him hidden than Betty Ford. That's too big a chance of it getting out right there.
Wow. All right. Well, Steve, so he's detoxing in Delaware. That's Steve's argument, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think's really going on here with Joe Biden? I mean, there's so much reporting out there. It's hard to get good intel coming out of Delaware, but they're keeping a pretty tight circle on Joe right now. And I will say this, these Democrats are ruthless. 13 million voters just disenfranchised. Got a message from a Democrat, said, Todd, I didn't even vote for Kamala Harris. Well, actually, nobody did. But what am I supposed to do? Well, you're a Harris sponsor now. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's time to take back freedom over your healthcare. This open enrollment, learn more about how Christian Healthcare Ministries, a faith-based alternative to health insurance, empowers you with choice as you make medical decisions. Discover flexibility to pick your providers with programs as low as $92 per month. Plus, when you prep ahead, you can have peace of mind as you're surrounded in spiritual support. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today and learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that is, and just hear me out on this, is it possible that the ditzy dingbat broad Kamala Harris that we all see talking about coconuts and Venn diagrams, is it possible that that's all really a great big act? It's phony. It's meant to suggest that maybe she's just Looney Tunes, like a Valley Girl or something. I'm just wondering. Cut number 11, please.
I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. They make really bad decisions.
Do you believe that Americans should have the right to vote at age 16?
Like,
I'm really interested in having that conversation.
Convicted, in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
She thinks we should do away with the Electoral College. Is yeah. that? Do you agree with that?
I think that I'm open to the discussion. I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. But people
yes.
are
like, yes.
to reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
So would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should.
Assault weapons right. that are already in circulation. What do you do about those?
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
All right, so those are some of Harris's positions. And, guys, if we can get some of the audio from yesterday of some of her dingbat stuff, she says, just let me know. Here's my concern. When you actually do a deep dive into Kamala Harris before she became a senator, back when she was a prosecutor, back when she was an attorney general, Kamala Harris was tough on crime. Kamala Harris was known for putting black men especially in jail, came under a lot of fire, a lot of attack for that. As a matter of fact, Tulsi Gabbard made that an attack line, a ferocious attack line during the Democrat primary back in 2020. So there is a very strange look at her resume right now. She's doing one thing, saying another. Something is not quite right about that.
The largest investment ever to take on the climate crisis. Roughly $1 trillion with a T. I had to.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
One of the things I love are Venn diagrams. I love Venn diagrams.
You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
The significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to witness
it. All right, so you get the idea here. All right, so here's the question I have. So her campaign's coming out today, say they've raised more than $100 million between Sunday afternoon and Monday night. Do you really expect us to believe that? Somebody is clearly funneling money into her campaign. These are not just $1 and $2 donations from concerned citizens. No, something else is going on here. Something else is going on. Now, there is a report out of the New York Times, and this was from a few years ago. And you've got to go back and do a deep dive into the family tree of Kamala Harris, and especially her father. Now, Kamala Harris has something very in common with Barack Hussein Obama. Both of their daddies are Marxist. I mean, raging Marxist. As a matter of fact, her dad, who was a Jamaican-born and comes from Irish heritage, her dad was on the faculty at Stanford University, and he was so radical that there were concerns about having him on the faculty. As a matter of fact, in 1976, this is from the New York Times, the Stanford Daily reported that Dr. Harris was described as a Marxist scholar. There was some opposition to granting him tenure because he was too charismatic, a Pied Piper leading students astray from neoclassical economics. One of his former students, Robert Blecker, now a professor of econ at American University, said Dr. Harris's work questioned orthodox assumptions about growth. He was very outspoken and prominent. He was certainly not shy. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, what did Kamala learn at her daddy's knee? What did she learn? So the concern is that we could have someone, a wolf in sheep's clothing, coming into the White House, which is why Kamala Harris is a very dangerous person. And you got to pay, folks, it is going to be an ugly, brutal campaign. And every time you criticize Kamala Harris, you will be accused of being a misogynist. You'll be accused of being a racist. That's how it's going. They're already laying the groundwork for all of that. As a matter of fact, here's Joyless Reid over at BSNBC, Cut 13.
Hey, fam. Okay, I just got to say it. Given the just stratospheric entrance of Vice President Kamala Harris into the presidential campaign, and she has now secured enough delegates to become the nominee, you're going to look real crazy being on the other side of that line, particularly as a person of color. But really, as anyone who claims to have any connection to the culture, you're going to look real weird and real lonely on that side. The door needs to close behind Amber. And she looked crazy over there. But shut the door behind her. You really are going to look crazy being on that side, given the cultural phenomenon of Vice President Kamala Debbie Harris.
There you go. Joyless Reid putting out the orders. Every person of color must fall in line. You must vote for Kamala Harris, who is either the Indian American or black-ish American. We don't know what she's going to identify. We don't know. When she ran for the Senate, she was Indian American. When she ran for the vice presidency, she was a black American. So we don't know. She could turn out tomorrow and identify as Pacific Rim, for all I know. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Kentucky. John on the line. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mr. Starnes. First, I want to make this short, but there's a saying, you can vote in socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. You put that woman in office, we're in big trouble. And second of all, I'm going to address those 20 million Americans that stayed home and sat on their thumbs, and we know where those thumbs were. You better get your butts out there and vote, because if we lose this election, you, evangelicals, and all those other voters will be personally responsible for the loss of this great nation. And my third question to you, Todd, maybe you can ask. We have the biggest bunch of anti-Semitic Democrats in the House and Senate. Why in the heck does the Jewish community continue to vote Democrat? And I'll hang up and listen for your response. God bless you, Todd. We love you.
All right. Well, thanks, John. Look, these are great questions. I mean, these are Jew haters. I mean, they are flat out Jew haters. And that's why you're not going to have Patty Murray, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden anywhere around the U.S. Capitol tomorrow when Netanyahu addresses Congress. You're just not. But to your point, and I just don't get this. May I talk to my people for just a moment here, white people of America? you assaulting Americans. Can I just ask you a question? Why aren't you people getting out and voting? And especially all you Christian assaulting Americans, why aren't you getting out to vote? And I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of these woke evangelical preachers, and a lot of them are coming out of the Southern Baptist Convention, which is dangerous, the nation's largest Protestant denomination. A lot of those preachers are now telling their church members, you don't need to be getting engaged in politics or what's happening in the culture because that's a sin. Well, I say that's a load of hooey. And by the way, if your pastor is preaching that from the pulpit, you need to get up and get out of that church and go somewhere else. I'm not saying turn your church into some sort of a political arena. Not at all. But you ought to be at least talking about the issues and the Christian response and the Christian responsibility. We are citizens of this nation, and we have a responsibility to get out and vote. And I am kind of curious. Christians, why aren't you guys getting out there and voting? I know you complain a lot. Well, you know, we just don't like how Donald Trump tweets, and you know, he's just not very Christ-like. Okay, well, did you vote for anybody who was? Because sorry, but at the end of the day, Donald Trump got the most votes in the Republican Party. That train's already left the station. So you got to get on board.
Well, they're just not that. It's all the words, the dirty words.
Really? Well, you know what? George W. Bush used some of those. You got a problem with George W.? What about H.W.? Even Ronald Reagan got a little salty every now and again. I'm just saying that we're not electing a preacher here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a country to save. And as John rightfully said, we've got to get out there. 20 million of you folks stayed home and did not vote on Election Day. And I'd like to know why. So we can fix it. And we can get you out there to vote. All right, 901-260-5926 our number. That's 901-260-5926. Big news. A new Reuters study says Newsmax is now officially one of the top news brands in America, which is great news. And the reason why is Newsmax is delivering real news that for real people, and that's a big deal. By the way, Newsmax also announced they plan to go public later this year. You can become an owner of Newsmax, and you can actually purchase preferred shares. How do you do that? Very simple. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com to see your eligibility. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. And you're going to be able to find out how you can become a part of what we're doing at Newsmax. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. So find out more at NewsmaxInvest.com.
You know your principles, priorities, and practical healthcare needs better than anyone else. That's why Christian Healthcare Ministries empowers you to personalize your healthcare. As an alternative to health insurance, you can have freedom over your healthcare decisions and doctors with affordable programs. And when you join Christian Healthcare Ministries, you're surrounded by fellow believers who share the same values as you do. Learn more today by visiting chministries.org/wellness.
All right. This is a fascinating story. Kamala Harris, she has a very difficult time keeping staff. As a matter of fact, 92% of Kamala Harris's staff left in the first 3 years as vice president. What was going on in that office? You know, they say she is a horrible human being to work around. And anyway, Harris's office had a staggering 91.5% turnover rate since she became vice president. Of the 47 staff members hired when she took office in 2021, only four remained in her employment as of March of this year. This is fascinating. There is a watchdog organization, government watchdog group, called Open the Books. And they say chaos reigns on the vice president's staff. They say our auditors at Open the Books quantified an extraordinarily high turnover rate. They said payrolls provided further insight into the staff exodus. The Atlantic reported in 2023 that her comms director, national security advisor, chief of staff, and other aides left within a year and a half of her taking office. This is brutal. They just say that she is just an absolutely horrible person. They also say the vice president is the least transparent elected office holder in the country right now. Fascinating. Staffers reported a toxic work environment since 2021. The Washington Post spoke with 18 individuals in Harris's orbit. They said that this is terrible. She was she made them feel uncomfortable, and they destroyed their souls. What? Soul destroying. That's Kamala Harris. That could be a good campaign slogan. So anyway, there you go. That's the latest. This is from Monroe Harless, who is a writer at The Federalist. Now, Ben Dieter, I have a quick question for you, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I do have a question for you. There is a word going around, and it's kind of like back when fat was very popular. It was all the rage. And you said that, oh, that person's fat. They're not overweight. They're not obese. They're cool, or they're with it or something. And so now there's another word. It's brat. That's
yeah, back in the day, that was an insult, right? You would get in trouble calling someone a brat. But now it's a term of endearment for the president. They're saying Kamala is brat. That's how you say it.
Kamala is brat.
Not a brat.
She's
brat
or brat, which will be a sausage. Oh, well, pardon me. So she's a brat.
She's brat. She is brat, not a brat.
All right. Why are they calling her brat? What does that mean?
Well, it's a term that comes from a pop singer, and she just came out with an album, and the album is called Brat. And the whole gist of the album is it talks about a girl who's a little bit messy, a little sloppy. And they're saying that's Kamala. And the reason they are saying that is because of what you just played in the last segment. All of these gaffes, the meandering, I mean, no thought in those sentences. And they think it's kind of quirky, kind of cute. And she's just that girl.
I mean, she could very well be a ditzy broad who slept her way to the top. I mean, that very well may be. I don't know. I don't know. There's something off about all of this.
Well, have you seen all the coconuts?
Not a big fan of coconut, but well, except for Almond Joy. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
It's everywhere.
The coconuts.
Yeah.
What's her deal with coconuts?
That's a question she's going to have to answer. I don't know. Have Grace try to book her on your show. But it's everywhere. Kamala and coconuts. She said something a while back during remarks about coconuts falling from the tree, and it's ended up in Loop. And so a lot of these state or these senators, these Congress people, they're showing their solidarity with Kamala by putting the coconut emoji on their social media.
Oh, I wonder what we're supposed to read into that, because the coconut, if you look at the actual coconut, it's brown on the outside and white on the inside.
Now you're reading between the lines.
Okay, is that brat of me?
You're being a brat, Todd. I call her Vice President Coconut.
Coconut Kamala. Kamala Coconut. But she's also a marijuana freak, too, right? Kamala Kush, is that?
She's all things to all people.
You see, that's it right there. She is all things to all people. So I got a note from somebody out in California, and when she was running for the Senate, she actually wanted to come and speak at this big church out there. And the pastor, you know, was very wise and said, you know what? I want to meet with you first. I want to kind of find out where you're coming from. She refused the meeting and was not invited to the church. That was a very wise shepherd right there, because it seems to me that she is a wolf just prowling about. And I think you're right on it. She is all things to all people.
Yeah. If you were to walk up to her and say, Kamala, we should actually get rid of the state of California as a whole, she might actually say something to the effect of, you know, I think it's time to have that conversation.
She's got a problem with black men, by the way. And I don't know what that is. I know she's married to a white guy, but she loved putting them in jail back when she was in charge in California. Something really off about that woman. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hour two of the big show coming up next.
It's time to take back freedom over your healthcare.
This open enrollment, learn more about how Christian Healthcare Ministries, a faith-based alternative to health insurance, empowers you with choice as you make medical decisions. Discover flexibility to pick your providers with programs as low as $92 per month. Plus, when you prep ahead, you can have peace of mind as you're surrounded in spiritual support. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today and learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us. By the way, President Biden will be addressing the nation. We don't know what that's going to be about. Will he resign from office? They say he's going to explain why he's not. He pulled out of the race for the presidency. My question is, will he actually leave the White House? And that is a bit of chatter that's happening on social media at this hour. Let's go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our friend, Senator Roger Marshall from the great state of Kansas. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, good afternoon. Are you tired of winning?
Well, I know, right? It's really remarkable. And again, we said during the first hour of the show, don't take Kamala Harris for granted. We need to make sure that we're out there campaigning, and we'll get to some polling data later. But Senator, before we talk about that, I'm curious to know, you're a doctor. There's been a lot of chatter about something that may have happened to the president in Nevada. Possibly a TIA or a stroke. What can you tell us? Are you getting any indication of the president's current condition?
Well, Todd, I think I got as much speculation as you've got. What we're reading is on Twitter as well, the possibility he had this transient ischemic attack, which is a mini stroke, is what that amounts to. It's a stroke that goes away typically in several minutes. It's not a good sign for sure. And I want to, number one, is express my concern and empathy for his health, for his physical and mental health. But at the same time, China and Russia don't give a damn, right? They're not going to have the empathy. And this is truly a huge national security crisis for us. I feel like we've taken the keys away from Grandpa, but he still has the nuclear codes. The onus is upon him to show us. If there was nothing to hide, he shouldn't be afraid to do a complete neuropsychological evaluation, MRI scans, probably needs a dopamine scan because I think he has Parkinson's. That would be the top of the list of the diagnosis. Again, I feel bad for him, for his family. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but this is a national security threat, and the onus is on him to show Americans that he's fit for the job.
You know, again, Senator, I'm just concerned we haven't seen this man in almost 7 days. Last Wednesday, the last time we saw him, he could barely climb down those stairs, and we all saw him being shoved into the back of the limousine, his face planted against the window. That did not look like a man who is well.
Yeah, and again, you and I are going to have empathy. Americans are going to have empathy for this situation, but China and Russia don't care. I guarantee you that in China right now, they are having serious discussions. Should we invade Taiwan today, tomorrow, and maybe not? But I guarantee they're having the discussion. They want no part of Donald Trump. They want no part of his peace through strength program. So they're all facing some serious considerations. Are they going to double? Is Russia going to double down with efforts in Ukraine right now? So this is a national security issue. Much like most parents that are listening there, you wake up the morning, you think about the safety of your family. As your United States Senator, I wake up the morning thinking, what are the national security threats? And we have enough from foreigners, but now this is a self-inflicted wound that we've got. We're exposing ourselves, our vulnerable side, to the rest of the world.
Should the New York Post reports that basically Biden was blackmailed, and they said you're either going to resign or we're going to invoke the 25th. Should the 25th Amendment be invoked?
Well, again, I think the onus is upon him to prove otherwise, right? And again, Kamala Harris is complicit in all of this. Why has she been lying to America? You know that there are people pushing her to do that. And if he does, if he's not fit enough to run, he's not fit enough to continue to be in this office. So I think the answer is yes. I think that it should be invoked and encourage him to do that. And but unless he can prove otherwise, he needs to get on the air today and say, I'm committing to do a complete neuropsychological evaluation. We're going to bring in three doctors who I've never met before, who aren't making any money, that are not in business with my son, Hunter Biden, and give us an honest opinion to Americans.
Senator, we know that earlier today, the Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, resigned, which is great. That needed to happen, but we still need a lot of answers. And I'm curious, what do you have any new intel, any new information you can share about the attempted assassination of President Trump?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I would just share with this is why we need a commander-in-chief. A commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, would have fired the person that day, right? So far that this administration has never fired anybody. I think that what we're continuing to see is there are many systemic failures within the Secret Service. I want to stop for a minute. The rank and file people are good people. They're doing their best. I would share that 50% of the people in that agency quit last year. It was 48%. But when that happens, you know there's a systemic problem. We need to go in there with a crisis management team. I want to be talking about solutions. It's going to be months until we have all of our questions answered, but I've seen enough organizations like this to see when there's a drastic internal problem, that there's just something wrong with their protocols, with their culture. If your culture, this is so vitally important, we need to go in there with a crisis management team, people from outside, and turn that place upside down.
Senator, there's a lot of chatter out there about there being more than one shooter, that you know, this kid had three offshore encrypted accounts. Can you steer us away from those concerns, or are those legitimate questions that need to be addressed?
Look, I'm open for addressing all the questions. I don't see anything that would support more than one shooter from everything that I've seen. And I would, if there's other reports out there that really show that, I've not seen it.
Okay, well, that's good news. All right. So, by the way, folks, Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas joining us, also a medical doctor. Senator, very curious, next step for the Democrats here. Kamala Harris taken over the campaign. How concerned are you, and how concerned should Republicans be about Kamala Harris?
So I just thought of something. I want to circle back. One more statement I would share with your listeners on the kind of new information that's really no one's talking about, and that's the motive for the shooter. Look, I think this is a kid with psychosis. He was probably schizophrenic, deeply depressed, and he was just a kid out there that wanted to make a name for himself. And no one's reporting this, but he was basically denied the opportunity to be a rifle team. The high school there had a rifle team. For whatever reason, he wasn't allowed to be on the team. The last 3 years, he spends all of his spare time learning how to shoot a rifle, and he was going to go out and make a name for himself. It's about that simple as well. So I wanted to touch that. And then going forward, look, I don't think it matters whether it's Kamala or Gavin or who it is. That number one is they have to confess their sin and go to America and explain why they've been lying about President Biden's health the last 3 years, lied through their teeth to us about that. Number two is they're going to inherit, they own all these policies. Kamala is personally responsible for these 11 million illegal aliens that are across the country. She is complicit in Joe Biden's $6 a gallon gasoline, $4 a gallon milk, that she owns that as well. Increased utilities, you can't afford to buy a house. She owns all that, and even more so, she is left of Joe Biden. It's hard to get much more left than his policies, but she's promised that she's going to increase your taxes. She was all for cashless bail before you and I even knew what that term even meant. So it's going to be very easy to show America. Once America gets to know her, they're even going to like her less. And right now, only about 35% of Americans like her, and 55% of Americans don't. And in my experience, is once you decide you don't like a person, it's almost impossible to bring you back the other direction.
Mm. What was she like in the Senate?
We never served together. So I have no firsthand knowledge. I would just tell you when I got here that the reputation of her and Joe Biden were the two lowest IQ people in the Senate. That was the locker room talk. And it was just so ironic that here they are, the president and the vice president. So that's very, very disappointing to learn. Mm.
Dumb and dumber. Wow. All right. Senator.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah. Not so great in the Oval Office, though. Senator, we will leave it there. Appreciate the great insight and intel. We appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you.
You bet. I enjoyed it. Everyone be careful out there.
All right.
We're expecting 20,000 protesters here tomorrow, pro-Hamas protesters here in D.C., so everyone be careful.
By the way, so you're going to be at that speech, right, Senator?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because Patty Murray's not going to be there. Vice President's got, I mean, they're not even trying to hide their contempt for the Jewish people.
No. Republicans are the pro-Israel party. Democrats have turned their back on Israel. They're supporting a terrorist organization, Hamas, that not only wants to destroy Israel, but wants to destroy America as well. And now we're going to let these 20,000 protesters here in the nation's capital. Meanwhile, I bet a lot of them are paid. They'll be organized protesters. Meanwhile, my folks back home are saying, Roger, stand up for Israel. I've been taught that since I was in Sunday school. Americans stand with Israel, and I'm proud to go listen and support Prime Minister Bibi.
There you go. All right. Well, Senator, appreciate you again. Roger Marshall, everybody, from the great state of Kansas. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Look, I love Donald Trump. I feel great about Donald Trump. I'm just saying, do not underestimate the Democrats here. All right. So we've got to stay focused. Get out there. Be people of good cheer. Be a hopeful people. But get your butts out there and go and vote and get involved in the political process. That's the message here. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio. This is from earlier today. So Senator J.D. Vance out on the campaign trail, and he's still getting his legs under him, and told a joke about Diet Mountain Dew. Anyway, you got to hear this and then hear the response. The gentleman you're going to be hearing is Congressman Maxwell Frost from Florida, and this guy's one of these BLMers who got elected to Congress. Let's take a listen.
And I do want to ask you about some comments that J.D. Vance made yesterday about racism in America. Let's listen to that.
Democrats say that it is racist to believe, well, they say it's racist to do anything. I had a Diet Mountain Dew yesterday. And one today, I'm sure they're going to call that racist too, but it's good. I love you guys.
Yeah, Congressman, your response to that.
I mean, what a bizarre clip. I have a lot to say about that clip. It feels like a Saturday Night Live skit with the joke about a Mountain Dew being racist and then the one distant clap. The guy's got no juice, and so we'll see how he does on the campaign trail. He's not even exciting his own voters. The other thing I'd say is that he is going to continue to use all these racist dog whistles throughout the campaign. We're going to see it from Trump. We're going to see it from J.D. Vance, and we're going to see it from a lot of their surrogates. In fact, just yesterday, one of the surrogates was saying, if we don't win, we're going to have a civil war to get our agenda through. A civil war. And so this is an organization, this is a right-wing campaign that's going to be racist, misogynistic against the vice president, but we're going to stand on the issues and what really matters. It's the fact that she is qualified. They want to call her a DEI president or DEI candidate. She has more experience than Trump and J.D. Vance combined times a million, right? She worked at the state level. She was the attorney general. She's vice president of the United States. She was a senator representing one of the largest states in the entire country. And so these are just racist dog whistles. Whenever you hear DEI, I want you to think about the N-word. I want you to think about racial slurs. That's what they actually mean.
Do you think Congressman Burchett is being a racist when he says that?
I have a good relationship with the congressman. I think sometimes, though, he does use rhetoric that is racist. And whether people know it's racist or not, I'm here to tell them that is racist, and I hope they won't use that rhetoric anymore.
All right, there you go, people. So any of you folks out there who are using the term DEI, then you are a racist. You just heard the congressman say using that term is like saying the N-word. That's coming from a United States congressman. But the reality here is that Kamala Harris is, in fact, a diversity hire. Joe Biden went out there and specifically said he was looking for a woman. When you look at Justice Jackson on the Supreme Court, she is literally a diversity hire because he said that he wanted to nominate a black female for the Supreme Court. That is the essence and the definition of a diversity hire. So I'm just curious, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that is now off limits, that we ought to stay away from calling out diversity hires? I know about you, but if I have to have open heart surgery again, I do not want a diversity hire operating on me, period. When I'm flying out to Salem, Oregon in a couple of weeks on Delta Airlines, hopefully, when I'm flying out there, I don't want a diversity hire flying my airplane. I want the best person for the job. I don't care what their skin color is. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Christ, compassion, community. These three characteristics connect all believers. Here at Christian Healthcare Ministries, we prioritize our shared faith-based values by offering programs for every Christian. Why? Because that every Christian is you. From flexibility in picking providers to the ability to personalize your care with affordable options, you'll see biblical unity in action as our members make a difference. Learn more by visiting chministries.org/wellness.
You know, we talk a lot on this program about Democrats being evil, and this party truly has been infected with evil. And no doubt in my mind that the devil is controlling the Democrat Party right now. And I don't mean that in some sort of a figurative way. I truly mean this is a demon-possessed party. When you see the horrible policies coming out of this, can you explain why you have Democrats out there literally saying, you know, I got no problem with, you know, the baby's delivered and the mom looks at the baby and says, that's an ugly child. Go ahead and kill my baby. I got a problem with that. That's the kind of Democrats I'm talking about. That is demonic level evil. Anyway, I say that because a snap poll was done. And here's the headline. 1/3 of Democrats wish Donald Trump had been killed by the assassin's bullet. And look, my hat is off to the libs of TikTok over on X. They've been exposing a lot of these people that are out there, and they're really upset because the shooter missed. But according to this snap poll, 1/3 of Democrats agreed with the statement, I wish Trump's assassin had not missed. You know, I'm going to say something about this. I truly believe that God Almighty protected Donald Trump. Now, I can't tell you why, but I can tell you this, that God was not finished with Donald Trump yet. Donald Trump still has more work to do. Now, I'm not saying this is prophetic. This is just the view from the pew here, folks. And maybe I don't think I'm wrong here. I truly believe that God is not finished with America. God is not finished with Donald Trump. And that's why I believe this election is so vitally important that we get out there and we vote. We take everything seriously. But we've got to. We just have to. There is too much at stake in this presidential election. I mean, just think about this. Do you really want Kamala Harris being the person deciding the next couple of Supreme Court picks? I know I don't at all. But I do believe that God spared Donald Trump's life. It was not his time. Only God knows the time. Only God knows the hour. And it wasn't Trump's time. Anyway, all that to say, this is evil. We're dealing with a demonic spirit, and the Democrat Party has been possessed. They need an exorcism. 901-260-5926. No, I don't mean that figuratively, Dylan. I mean they actually did an exorcism. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You know your principles, priorities, and practical healthcare needs better than anyone else. That's why Christian Healthcare Ministries empowers you to personalize your healthcare. As an alternative to health insurance, you can have freedom over your healthcare decisions and doctors with affordable programs. And when you join Christian Healthcare Ministries, you're surrounded by fellow believers who share the same values as you do. Learn more today by visiting chministries.org/wellness.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Let's go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend from Alabama, Senator Tommy Tuberville. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
Well, I'm doing as good as can be expected up here in the swamp, Todd. But thanks for calling. Look forward to talking to the people of Alabama.
Yes, well, Alabama and America, Senator, and we've got a lot to talk about. First of all, I want to get your reaction to Kimberly Cheadle resigning earlier today.
About a week late. She was way out of her league. She was handpicked by her good friend Joe Biden, and she obviously didn't have a clue what she was doing. You know what? What got me, Todd, is she never showed up at the shooting site. She was in Aspen and some Democratic fundraiser, and then came by the convention last week in Milwaukee and got, for some reason, I don't know why she came by there. And then, of course, she's been making excuses ever since, but she didn't have a clue what she was doing. All this DEI stuff is absolutely going to get us all in trouble. It almost got Donald Trump killed, and but it is what it is. $3 billion budget, 8,000 employees, and we need somebody in there, I don't care who they are, that knows what the hell they're doing.
No, you're right about that, Senator. We just had Senator Roger Marshall on a few moments ago, and Dr. Marshall talking about the president and his health, which is incredibly troubling. Senator, what concerns you about all of this, and should the 25th Amendment be invoked?
Well, I don't know about that. They've got a mess on their side. We hadn't had any leadership, Todd, for going on 4 years. We've had nothing but weakness, and that's all the Democrats have shown. Everything is about give me this, give me that. Not about hard work. It's not about effort. It's not about merit. It's all about, well, let's include everybody. Let's everybody be nice. And all people want, Todd, is for this country to be normal again. And we have not been normal since the Democrats have actually weaponized everything against Donald Trump back during his term. And it's even getting worse today. So, we all hate what happened in Pennsylvania with President Trump. But you can kind of see the dominoes fall after the debate. They've some way, somehow, they had to even it up. Now, I'm not saying that the Democrats had anything to do with this, but they saw a missed opportunity when the 20-year-old, he didn't miss. He just, by divine intervention, President Trump turned his head. And they, after that, they saw, well, we got to go another avenue because Joe Biden cannot beat Donald Trump. And so now they're out looking for a candidate. I don't know who they're going to. They say they're going to do Kamala, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But this is their problem. We know who our candidate is, the candidate for all Americans, and look forward to getting him elected in November.
By the way, speaking of that, some breaking news to share. We just learned that Benjamin Netanyahu will visit President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. So he's going to be speaking before Congress tomorrow, and then he'll be heading down to Mar-a-Lago. It's interesting because President Biden, Kamala Harris, Senator Patty Murray, all taking a pass. Not going to be there.
Well, first of all, you had a head of state that's in trouble. That's one of our biggest allies, if not our biggest ally, comes to the United States, I think landed yesterday, and nobody met the guy. Nobody was there to greet him to our soil. And it really pisses me off. I don't care what side you're on, Democrat, Republicans, communists, socialists, these people have been on our side. We're on their side. At least go shake his hand when he gets off the plane. Welcome to the country. And if you don't want to go listen to him speak, I'm good with that. But my God, show a little bit of decency and show a little patriotism to people that are under attack over in Israel.
No, it's a fair point. I mean, that was really disgusting and embarrassing as a nation. You've got a head of state coming in, nobody there to greet him. It's just offensive. And then it's just this anti-Semitism. They don't care. They're not even trying to hide it anymore, Senator.
Well, I can remember when Obama was elected, and the first time that Netanyahu came to visit the White House, he had to go through the back door.
Yeah,
they didn't even welcome him. I mean, you can't make it up of what these people are doing to not just our country, but to the world. They're globalists. They want a one-world government, and they're working very hard to get to that point. Open borders. You know, some people that have come across are probably good people for the right reasons, but 15 million of them, are you kidding me? I mean, it just really irks me to see what the Democrats are doing and letting all this garbage, it is absolute garbage. From Venezuela, from some of these countries that are opening their prisons, and it is costing the taxpayers a fortune, and it's killing people, but the Democrats could care less. They could absolutely care less. So they deserve what they get right now with all this controversy that they have and trying to find somebody that can stand up and actually say that they're going to lead our country. But this person that they're picking right now, I'm glad they're doing it because she has no leadership qualities whatsoever. Of course, we know she's not going to make the call. It's going to be from Obama and Schumer and Pelosi and all these people in the background.
By the way, President Trump also writing this. Does Lion Kamala really think Joe Biden is fit to run the USA for the next 6 months? She must answer the question. Now it appears Joe is delegating his presidential authority to unelected Washington bureaucrats. He doesn't even trust his vice president, all caps, who is running the country. It's a great question, Senator.
Yeah, it would concern me if I didn't understand what had been happening for the last 3.5 years. The same people will be running the country that have been running. It's the deep state. It's the machine that's trying to change our country, transition to something else. Who said that? Barack Obama. And, people can get all on this racist kick and all this stuff. Folks, all we want is normal. We want to get back to where the American people are taken care of, protected, given opportunity to make a living and raise a family, instead of all this social justice equity stuff. And it's all on the line here for the next 3 months. And so we're getting ready to find out the direction the American people want to go. Don't be fooled by these people on the left that say they're for you. They're not. They're for the elite, and they're for a one-world government, and they want to bring this country and its constitution down.
Well said. All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. Good hearing from you, sir.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right, Senator Tommy Tuberville, everybody from the great state of Alabama. It's a great question that Trump raises. Does Lion Kamala Harris think Joe Biden is fit to run the USA for the next 6 months? Let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that Joe Biden is fit to run the country? Should he resign? Should the 25th Amendment be invoked? Or do we just leave him be? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Charles in North Carolina. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, to answer the question you just asked, I believe that the 25th Amendment should be invoked and that he should be removed from office. One, because he's not confident, and two, I think that would give the country 3 months to see just how incompetent or more incompetent that Kamala Harris is than Joe Biden. But just to kind of echo a little bit what Senator Tuberville was talking about, there's no way that Kamala Harris or any Democrat can beat Donald Trump or the Republicans on the issues or with any rational, logical argument. But I wouldn't underestimate them and their ability to win, because I think what's going to happen, Todd, is they're going to do the same thing they did last time. They're going to try to steal this with these unsolicited mail-in ballots. And that's why I think it's incumbent for all of us not only to get out and vote, but I think we need to organize an army of people, and I say army, maybe even upwards of 100,000, to monitor every single mail drop box in the United States. I don't care if you have to have 10 eyes on those drop boxes, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We've got to make sure that they do not try to steal the election that way, because if they do, I mean, just look at what we're seeing right now. You've got the party of democracy is using the most undemocratic means to put forth a nominee to subjugate the rest of us. This is the final battle, just
look,
like Donald
Charles, Trump said. Just think about this. the Democrat Party just stole the nomination of their own guy, Joe Biden. And we've got this audio from Chuckie Schumer here. Chuckie Schumer just moments ago announcing that he's throwing in with Kamala. Let's listen.
So now that the process is played out from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to.
He's the only one clapping. By the way, he said at grassroots. No, this came from the party bosses. They literally undermined the will of the Democrat voters. That's what they did here.
Exactly. And if I were a Democrat, I would be so ticked off right now that the person who's being selected to represent my party in the general election is someone that nobody voted for. I mean, what does that tell you?
Literally nobody voted for. She actually, and Charles, I'm late for a break here, but yet literally nobody voted for her. She dropped out of the Democrat primary before the caucuses in Iowa. I mean, it was just unbelievable. She could not even gain ground or support in her home state of California. And again, that's what we need to be, that's what the media ought to be focusing on, but they're not going to do it. But I will give credit here. A reporter they called out Kamala at a campaign stop just a few moments ago. This is brilliant. Remember when she called remember Juicy Smollett? Ben Dieter, do you remember Juicy Smollett?
I do.
This was like a huge scandal with the Nigerian bodybuilders and the tuna sandwich from Subway in the middle of a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And then Juicy was nearly lynched by a couple of guys in MAGA hats. Well, of course, we all know it turned out not to be true. Anyway, Kamala Harris actually called it a modern-day lynching and never has retracted that. She also, by the way, offered and promoted bail money for people who burned down Minneapolis during the George Floyd riots, the peaceful protesters. So anyway, just a few moments ago, this happened. Let's listen to Kamala.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern day lynching. That
sorry,
yes. Jesse Smollett.
Okay. So I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go, Kamala. It's not going to be good. Look, this is why Obama is holding his powder. His powder's dry, and he's doing that for a reason. When you look at some of the polling data coming out, and we're going to get to more of this in just a little while, but the polling data coming out right now, Trump is far, far ahead of Kamala. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, some exciting, brand new, breaking news from MyPillow.com/Stearns. MyPillow.com, the all-new premium Giza MyPillow. This is the MyPillow that's made with that beautiful, soft, wonderful Giza cotton. I've got the sheets, and they're amazing. You're going to be able to get the premium Giza MyPillow pillows for $19.98 with my promo code Stearns. That's $19.98. You can get them queen size or king size in all different colors and also all different levels of, do you like a firm pillow, a soft pillow? You can choose, and it's going to be a wonderful pillow. Trust me, I've got six My Pillows. I like a lot of pillows. What can I say? Go to MyPillow.com/Stearns and check out the My Pillow Premium Special. You're going to be able to get the all-new Giza Premium My Pillow made directly with the fabric from the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. You're going to save up to $55 with my promo code. That is huge. Again, MyPillow.com/Stearns, promo code Stearns, gets you a My Pillow for just $19.98. We'll be right back.
You know your principles, priorities, and practical healthcare needs better than anyone else. That's why Christian Healthcare Ministries empowers you to personalize your healthcare. As an alternative to health insurance, you can have freedom over your healthcare decisions and doctors with affordable programs. And when you join Christian Healthcare Ministries, you're surrounded by fellow believers who share the same values as you do. Learn more today by visiting chministries.org/wellness.
Big trouble. So apparently the party bosses forgot to reach out to Black Lives Matter. And the BLM very upset now. And they're pushing back. They're saying that a 24-hour process of talking to party bosses is not democratic, nor is it a process Democrats should be proud of. We do not live in a dictatorship. You do if you're a Democrat. Delegates are not oligarchs, well, unless you're a Democrat. Installing Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee and an unknown vice president without any public voting process would make the modern-day Democrat Party a party of hypocrites. So now they're wanting some sort of a virtual primary. I'm loving this. It's a great big mess over there, folks, and it's going to get a lot uglier when the polling data starts coming out and they realize, holy crap, she's not a good candidate. She's got no appeal. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jim, Lakeland, Tennessee, on KWAM. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind? Hello, Jim. All right, we'll get back to Jim. Hang tight, Jim. We'll get back to you after the top of the hour news. So anyway, folks, again, this is the thought process here for the Democrats. They wanted this done and done quickly. And the powers that be wanted Kamala Harris in that spot. Now, the question is, what about Barack Obama? Vivek Ramaswamy still believes that at the end of the day, it's going to be Michelle Obama. She's going to be the one. Do you believe that to be the case, ladies and gentlemen? Does it really matter if Michelle Obama is the nominee? Do you really believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Michelle Obama could beat Donald Trump? I think it would be a very competitive race. But I think at the end of the day, I think the American people would go with Donald Trump. The question will be this. Will Trump supporters get out and vote? What about you never Trumpers? Will the never Trumpers get out and vote? What about all of the aggrieved evangelical Christians, and rightfully so? Will you guys get out to vote? It's a fair question. All right, let's go to Jim, Lakeland, Tennessee. Jim, we got you back. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, every time that woman opens her mouth, she kind of sounds like a manure salesman with a mouth full of samples. And as far as the 25th Amendment, that should have been invoked the day after they swore him in.
Yeah,
I don't think he's capable of running the country at all, period.
Well, and we had someone earlier call in and suggest that maybe he was just, you know, they had him drugged up through most of the president. I mean, it could be. I don't know. But if he is as bad off as they say, that guy, and he is delegating, and by the way, he is delegating responsibilities. That order came out yesterday from the White House. So we now have unelected bureaucrats that are doing the job of the president. That, to me, says he's got to go.
Well, I think he should have fired the head of the Secret Service the day that happened.
Hmm. All right. Well, look, Jim, we're going to let you go. We are coming up on the top of the hour break. A good thought, though. Ladies and gentlemen, should Joe Biden leave? Should he resign from office right now? What say you? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Many choices in life can be scary, but your health care shouldn't be one of them. Did you know that traditional insurance isn't your only option to take care of your medical costs? Christian Healthcare Ministries is created for you, believers who expect more from their health care. Embrace a faith-based alternative that puts you in control, plus experience flexibility to pick your provider of choice with programs as low as $92 per month. Learn more today at chministries.org/wellness.
Live From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Housing campaign with Bill Clinton wanted to campaign for Al Gore, and Al Gore said, thank you, but no thanks. Here he comes.
That's about it. The president tried to mumble something, very hard time walking, but he did make it up the stairs, got to the top of the stairs and turned around and saluted. That was Joe Biden just moments ago. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we officially have proof of life. There were so many reports on social media, and we talked about this in the first hour. You've got to be very careful now with social media. So much fake news. I can't tell you how many people were reporting, oh, the president's in hospice care. No, the president's not in hospice care. Oh, the president died. No, the president did not die. Unless he was raised from the dead, and, well, there he is. I'm just saying, do your homework. If you see something that is too weird to be true, just find another source. All right, sometimes you might have to have two or three sources. All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from Indiana's 9th Congressional District, Congresswoman Erin Hochin. Congresswoman, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I'm glad to be here.
So I want to get your take on this. Black Lives Matter, Congresswoman, has issued a statement, and they're saying, not so fast with Kamala Harris. They're really upset at the Democrat Party, and they believe they're blaming the Democrat Party here and accusing them of oligarchy, and they're saying that there's no way this is a fair process. Who would have thought we would all be agreeing with Black Lives Matter, Congresswoman?
I know. I mean, that's right. It's the so-called party of democracy just overruled democracy and picked handpicked a nominee that, no one has voted in as the nominee, and that's pretty undemocratic. The Democrat Party forced out their own candidate, a candidate that 14 million Americans voted for. Kamala Harris has a terrible track record for some of the positions that she took that speak against some of those principles of the Democrat Party. I certainly am a tough on crime candidate, but that has not played well for her Democrat base, and that's going to hurt her, I think.
I'm wondering, Congresswoman, President Biden heading back to Washington, there are calls for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. Clearly, he is reassigning responsibilities from the Oval Office to unelected bureaucrats. Do you think that's what needs to happen? Does the 25th need to be invoked here?
Well, look, if Joe Biden is unfit to campaign, he is 100% unfit to be the sitting president. We have seen that since the debate. But, honestly, Kamala Harris is complicit in the cover up of what everybody could see in plain sight, is that he's been incapable of serving for at least the last couple of years. It was put on display at the debate. So he shouldn't be serving as president. If it takes the 25th Amendment, that's something that we're going to have to do. Hopefully he will do the right thing for the country. He is just incapable of serving, and everyone sees that now.
So we know that the Secret Service director resigned earlier today. Was that the right move here? And is this over now?
Well, she should have resigned immediately following the assassination attempt. For anybody that did not watch the hearing yesterday, there was even a Democrat that asked her if she knew what happened when Ronald Reagan, the assassination attempt happened on him. What did the Secret Service head do when that assassination attempt took place? And she said, stayed on the job, and the Democrat corrected her and said, no, he resigned, and she should too. That was a disastrous hearing. She wouldn't answer any questions. The buck stops with her. She's ultimately responsible, and she cannot be in charge of investigating her own failure. So I'm glad she resigned. It happened way too late. It should have happened immediately.
No, I'm with you on that. And again, there are just a lot of questions that have to be answered. The gross incompetence, and again, early on we were saying that this was either some sort of a matter of gross incompetence or something more nefarious was going on. The more and more information that's coming out, it certainly seems like this is gross, gross incompetence. What say you, Congresswoman?
Well, I certainly hope for the sake of the country that it is just a matter of gross incompetence, because if it were somehow nefarious, that would be very bad for the country. But it's terrifying to think that a 20-year-old was able to take that shot within 130 yards of President Trump. It's infuriating that the Secret Service had eyes on him for an hour prior to that, knew he was a suspicious person, and put Donald Trump on the stage anyway. Thank God the president survived. I think that was divine intervention. But, I think it's just gross incompetence at this point. If it's nefarious, it's going to be bad for America. There's no reason for that building to be outside of that secure perimeter. We've got to get to the bottom of this. So even though she's resigned, we're going to still be pushing for an investigation by the House of Representatives on what happened, why it happened, and hopefully this will never happen again.
I'm curious, Kamala Harris running, again, Black Lives Matter putting out their statement. What about the Democrats, your colleagues up on Capitol Hill? Are they saying anything under their breath about this? Because it seems as though the party bosses are saying, you will get behind Kamala Harris.
Yeah, so I talked to a couple of Democrats. One told me that they were glad to see Kamala, step forward, and that the president stepped down from the campaign because he was an albatross around their neck, and they feel like they have a better shot with Kamala. But, she's still polling behind Trump. She's been in charge and responsible for what's happening at the southern border, or what's not happening at the southern border in terms of border security. So I don't think this puts them in a better position, but they are eager to distance themselves from the disaster that is Joe Biden's presidency. The only problem is Kamala has been complicit in that, too. So I think we might see a little bit of a honeymoon period here for her, but I think that the truth is going to come out, and people are going to see what this is for what it is. And that is an attempt to try to just blatantly win the presidency away from Donald Trump, when he's clearly outpolling both Kamala and Joe Biden. Kamala's their only hope.
1,000% agree with you there. Real quick, before we let you go, of course, tomorrow is going to be a huge day up on Capitol Hill. Our understanding is, 20,000 pro-Hamas demonstrators are going to be there, which is why they've got the fencing up around the Capitol building. What does it say, though, that Biden will not be there, Kamala Harris will not be there, and even Patty Murray is shirking her responsibility? She will not be there as well. What does that say about the Democrats and the nation of Israel?
Well, I think it's really a terrible sign that the Democrats are abandoning, Jewish Americans and the state of Israel, who's been our friend, from the beginning, over 75 years ago. The United States was one of the first to recognize Israel's statehood. They've been an incredible ally in the Middle East, and someone that we should be supporting. This is an incredible turn of events for a Democrat party that, quite frankly, we've had many Jewish Democrats come to us and say they can no longer support the Democrat party because they've left them and abandoned them. This is really important. It's the only democracy in the Middle East, and we really, really need to support Israel and keep that going. It's unfortunate that these protests have really eroded and created a wedge for the Democrats. That's going to be interesting to see. I wish that Kamala would show up for this event tomorrow. And it's really a sad day for the country that she and President Biden do not plan to attend.
Well said. And of course, the breaking news just moments ago, President Trump announcing that Netanyahu will be flying down to Florida and will visit President Trump at Mar-a-Lago because he's awesome. You got to love Trump. You got to love President Trump. All right.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Congresswoman, thank you again. Appreciate it. I know it's a busy day up there on Capitol. We appreciate you taking a few minutes for us.
Thank you so much, Todd. Great to be with you.
All right. Congresswoman Erin Hochin from Indiana. So, yeah, Trump is awesome, isn't he? I've got to share this story with you. All right, here we go. Keith Olbermann. So this guy, and Dieter, I know you're young in your journalism, your broadcasting career. Don't be like Keith Olbermann.
The guy, word, Todd.
The guy's sleaze. I mean, just a sleaze ball. So here's what happened. Keith Olbermann calling on Major League Baseball to confiscate the St. Louis Cardinals franchise. You know, Ben, you may not be aware. I know you're not a sports guy, but we have a big ballpark downtown in Memphis. It's called the AutoZone Ballpark, mm-hmm. and that's where the Cardinals, they've got one of their minor league teams. So there are a lot of St. Louis Cardinals in the Memphis area, a lot of fans. Did you know that?
I didn't.
All right. Well, you do now.
I'm learning.
All right. Have you been down there to the ballpark?
I have. They have a hot dog night where you can go get a hot dog for like a buck.
Oh, wow.
And beers for $2.
Well, don't tell Kamala. So anyway, Olbermann worked at ESPN and BSNBC, and he was so horrible. This guy, by the way, he had actually good numbers, if I'm recalling correctly, but the guy was such a horrible human being that nobody wanted to work with him.
When did he go political?
Oh, he's always been political. Yeah, he's always been a leftist. But the guy is just, he's just a horrible human being. Just really bad.
Mm.
So anyway, the Cardinals, I guess a couple of days ago, what was it? Somebody hit a home run, and when they came around, they rounded third into home, and they were pumping their fist into the air, and they were holding their ears. So, of course, everybody thought that they were honoring President Trump, who got shot in the ear and, you know, did the whole fist fight, fight, fight. But it turns out that was not it at all, right? It was something else and something to do with a rapper, and, you know, the ear thing was like a headphone. It doesn't really matter. But the problem is, on social media, truth doesn't matter anymore. So it sort of exploded, and Olbermann was just enraged. And so he says Major League Baseball needs to ban every player who took part in the celebration, and he also wants the team taken away from the owners. Then he wants Busch Stadium to be imploded. I mean, that seems a bit much. And he said that these players who put their fist in the air are like Trump Nazis. That's what he called them, Trump Nazis.
Is he okay? I mean, someone needs to do a wellness check. That's just not a logical response to that.
No, it's terrible. It's
I mean, that is TDS.
I want to get serious here for a moment, folks. Okay. It's Trump derangement syndrome. You know, it's an incurable disease.
Mm.
I mean, it's like the Rona rage, right? That's what TDS is.
I mean, you're a wealthy guy. You could send him a therapist.
Not really wealthy. No. I was before Biden got elected. Hashtag thoughts and prayers to Keith Olbermann. It's terrible. But it's true. All right. So there you go. We will keep you updated. We haven't seen any bulldozers over at Busch Stadium just yet, but you never know these days. We've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Many choices in life can be scary, but your health care shouldn't be one of them. Did you know that traditional insurance isn't your only option to take care of your medical costs? Christian Healthcare Ministries is created for you, believers who expect more from their healthcare. Embrace a faith-based alternative that puts you in control, plus experience flexibility to pick your provider of choice with programs as low as $92 per month. Learn more today at chministries.org/wellness.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. North Carolina, the talk station. Don is on the line. Hi, Don. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Sure. I just wanted to warn the Trump supporters, and I am a Trump supporter, that if you get the Democratic machine behind Kamala, the Obamas, the Clintons, the TV hosts, The View, the Schumers, the Pelosis. It doesn't matter whether Kamala is qualified. The Trump haters will vote her in. I don't think people realize how strong the Democratic machine is as far as getting voters out and how complacent sometimes Republicans are. So, you know, honestly, I'm a little worried because I think Trump would have beaten Biden hands down, but now I think it's going to be more of a horse race.
Don, that is, and if you heard the first hour of the show, this is what I was talking about. It's that you're right. If the Democrat political machine gets going on all cylinders, they've got the media in their back pocket. It's going to be a long, ugly slog, and they're going to be going after two things. Number one, they're going to be pounding the anti-woman Republicans or anti-woman. They're going to be bringing up the abortion stuff. And number two, it's going to be about race. And that will create a firestorm as we move to November. And you're right, Republican voters just don't get out and vote like the Democrats do.
Yeah, and people don't realize now, I think in the last 20 years, politics has become so much more emotionally driven with social media that they no longer look at statistics. They don't look at results. They don't look at numbers. They just look at, you know, I don't like him or I don't like her, or she's pro-abortion or she's anti-abortion. You know, it's more about emotions. And there's as many emotional Democrats as there are emotional Republicans. Mm.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Don, appreciate the call. And this, it's a great word of advice. And again, we're dealing with this right now in Memphis. We've got an election coming up. What is it, in August? Is that right, Dieter? August 1st, something like that.
Correct.
And you got what? You've got a Republican and a Democrat. The Republican, incredibly well qualified. The Democrat is some black chick. And what's her name? Tammy, what's her name, Dieter?
I call her Jesse Smollett 2.0.
And her
same
name
person.
Is, what's
Tammy.
Her name? Tammy Sawyer.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, this woman literally is on the record posting tweets about she's a racist, right? She doesn't like white babies. She doesn't like she laughed at somebody's dog getting euthanized, and she hates the cops.
Oh, hates the cops.
And there's a good chance this woman's going to get elected if the Republicans stay home with, because the suburbs are not getting, they're not getting out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Todd, we can't be wasting our time standing in line. We have to go down to the country club and hang with Muffy and Biff and all the wealthy people, all the white people. We can't be bothered with voting.
Well done.
But it's true. And by the way, all the white people in Shelby County, Tennessee, around the Memphis area, you'll be the first people out there complaining when you get carjacked or your teenage kid gets shot, you know, because they were downtown going to a concert. Well, you know what? If you don't get your butt out and go and vote, then you got nothing to complain about. So get your lily white behinds out and go vote, for crying out loud. And that's all over America. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Christ, compassion, community. These three characteristics connect all believers. Here at Christian Healthcare Ministries, we prioritize our shared faith-based values by offering programs for every Christian. Why? Because that every Christian is you. From flexibility in picking providers to the ability to personalize your care with affordable options, you'll see biblical unity in action as our members make a difference. Learn more by visiting chministries.org/wellness.
All right, we were just having a raging conversation about whether owls give birth or poop out eggs like chickens. So we'll get back to that in just a moment. Speaking of poop, Kamala Harris, Kamala, is speaking right now in Wisconsin. Let's listen in.
afternoon, everyone. Thank you. It is good to be back. Thank you all very much. Can we please hear it for Leah and her extraordinary story and leadership? And I do believe our teachers do God's work. They teach other people's children, and God knows we don't pay them enough. Let's thank her. And it is so good to be here and be back with so many extraordinary leaders, including my friend, the great governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. He's here somewhere. My dear friend, Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Way to go, Tammy.
And you know, I had the privilege of serving with Tammy when I was in the United States Senate, and she is always fighting for the people of this state, and I know that the folks that are here are going to make sure you return her to Washington, D.C. in November. Yes, we are going to elect her back to Washington, D.C. It is so good to be here also with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Attorney General Josh Cole, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, County Executive David Crowley, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, and the great State Party Chair Ben Wickler, who I have worked with. Ben, you and I have been working together for years, and I can attest he knows how to build the infrastructure that delivers wins up and down the ballot. Thank you, Ben. So it is good to be back in Wisconsin, and it is great to be in Milwaukee.
All right. Okay, enough of this. I can't take it anymore. She'll start talking about Venn diagrams and singing about a school bus in a few minutes. Let me know when that happens, Adele, and we'll try to dip back in. So, look, I want to share this story with you. We're going to have this up on the website very soon. This is out of Michigan, where an 80-year-old Trump supporter was out in his front yard putting signs out. All right? He was putting out Trump signs in his front yard. All of a sudden, this guy on an ATV comes driving by and goes over, gets off the ATV, and just starts ripping up the guy's Trump signs. It's like, what the heck? So the old guy, the 80-year-old, goes back out, and he puts the signs back out again. And then the guy on the ATV literally runs over the 80-year-old Trump supporter. The 80-year-old is now in critical condition at a hospital. They don't know if he's going to survive. And according to police, this all happened in Hancock, Michigan. That's in the Upper Peninsula, the UP. And apparently there were two other politically motivated incidents, including victims who displayed Trump signs and also flags that represented the thin blue line. All that to say, folks, and we want to pray for this guy, this victim here, but you need to watch your six here, all right? These are very dangerous times, and there are people that will target and have targeted Trump supporters. So it's pretty despicable. We understand that they identified the suspect, and he may or may not have taken his own life. I don't know. But anyway, you don't want anybody to ever take their life. The guy should be brought to justice, but he'll have justice in the afterlife. There you go. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Ben Dieter, I have a question for you. This is from the pages of the New York Post, and it's an amazing and weird story. This is the headline. Desperate teen boys are begging for the viral broccoli cut, and they're making parents pay for pricey perms. Is this true?
You know VeggieTales, Todd.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where you had the Bob Tomato and Larry the Cucumber?
So there was a character named Guy Broccoli. And these are what these young teenagers are looking like. So they kind of shear the sides of their hair, so it's real thin. It's a real tight haircut. But then on top, it's a big, it almost looks like the top of a sheep or a llama. And that's where they're getting the broccoli look. But these boys have straight hair per this trend. And so they're actually going with their moms to salons. And so while the mom's getting her hair dyed, they're getting their hair permed.
So according to the New York Post, even the brand new Superman, you know, they're coming out with a new Superman movie. And the actor who plays Clark Kent is sporting one of these broccoli haircuts in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
According to the New York Post, the haircuts are made popular by Gen Z it boys. And are those like, I guess those are the popular teenage heartthrobs? I've never heard of these people.
Bryce it boys?
IT boys. Oh. But they're not, yeah, not tech guys, but they're in, they're hip, they're... are they brats?
Yeah, no. Well, it cites Bryce Hall, Josh Richards, and even Kourtney Kardashian's son, Mason, the Disick kid.
I'm sorry, the what kid?
The Disick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is, so are the, and they're calling, they say these are very expensive haircuts. Is that right?
They call it either.
$70? Holy cow. Are you kidding me?
Todd, that's totally normal. You don't pay $70 for your haircut?
No.
What?
No. I don't pay $70 for
a
haircut.
That's because you're not getting the llama for a cut.
I'm not getting a perm. Oh, so they're calling it. So this is the same thing as the llama cut.
You could get the llama cut, the ice cream cut, or the broccoli cut, but they all kind of look the same.
I don't understand. According to Brooks Eddy, a 17-year-old, he wanted something different than his straight hair. So he got, what, gay hair instead?
It's the perm, Todd.
Oh, I see. I thought this was, we were talking about heterosexual haircuts. This is actually your hair is straight.
Yes.
Oh, I see. My apologies. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, my gosh, Todd. Look down in the story. Look at the photo of the boy that has the hair curlers in like your grandma would wear before she went to bed.
Oh, that's not cool. That's frightening.
Now, that's not straight.
So ladies and gentlemen, are the teenage boys of America are paying $70 to have perms. And according to this young man, his name is Brooks Eddy, age 17. It started getting long last year, but it was still really straight. So I got natural curls. No, you don't get natural. Anyway, I didn't want to look super wiry. Or like that typical permed hair that's short in the back with the really big floofy part in the front. That's called an afro, sir. An mm-hmm. afro, young man. Zach Probus, age 13, and his younger brother, Levi, 10, their mom gave them an ultimatum. Perm their long hairdos out of their eyes or buzz it off. They chose the perm. You know, in the summertime, do parents still do this in the summertime? We always used to get the buzz cuts. I mean, we look like we were ready for military school. Right? It's like the summertime hits, you go down to the barber shop and they just whack all your hair off and you're done for the summer. No more haircuts.
I can't think of a worse thing to do to a kid. I mean, if my parents tried that with me, I'd move out.
Mm. For the low maintenance tweens, all they have to do in the morning is take a shower, let it dry, and it looks good. That's what they're saying. I don't know. Moms, dads, would you allow your sons to get perms?
It's bad for your hair. Mm. It's not good.
I got one when I was in college.
You got a perm?
On a dare. I look like John Goodman from the old Roseanne Barr show. It was not a good look for me. I looked like I had and they didn't do it all the way, so it looked like I was wearing a toupee. Wow. Yeah, this looks pretty shaggy. I don't know what to think about this.
Mm.
All right, so there you go. By the way, somebody said, New York City Barbershop says they're getting multiple requests, but they stopped offering the perms. You want to know why? Dieter, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. They stopped, this is a barbershop, so this is a guy's joint, right? They said they stopped offering the perms because of the overwhelming stench of the ammonia caused by the perm solution. They said even though the haircuts are very popular, they're also very smelly, and they just stink up the whole place. It smells like eggs. So there you go. Good for you, Mr. Barber. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, are your kids, your sons, are they getting, what do they call it, the broccoli cut or the ice cream cone?
Or the llama cut.
Or the llama cut. All right. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Christ, compassion, community. These three characteristics connect all believers. Here at Christian Healthcare Ministries, we prioritize our shared faith-based values by offering programs for every Christian. Why? Because that every Christian is you. From flexibility in picking providers to the ability to personalize your care with affordable options, you'll see biblical unity in action as our members make a difference. Learn more by visiting chministries.org/wellness.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. As you know, I've been a massive fan of the Wellness Company, and I have multiple emergency medicine kits in my home, had them here in our news bunker as well, and want to make sure our entire staff is prepared in the event something happens. And it's just all about being prepared. I want to encourage you to go to twc.health/Stearns and get this for today. Todd Stearns Show fans are going to save nearly $30 at checkout with my code Stearns. That's twc.health/Stearns, code Stearns. I want to bring into the conversation Dr. Kelly Victory, one of our favorites at the Wellness Company. She is the Chief of Disaster and Emergency Medicine. Dr. Victory, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, as always, Todd.
So we've been following a lot of developments over the past couple of days with the attempted assassination of President Trump. A lot of people are wondering just how far, you know, people on the left are going to go to stop the president. We just had a lawmaker say you can't rule out anything right now. How concerned are you about the atmosphere we're at right now and possible violence against Trump and Trump supporters?
I am extraordinarily concerned, Todd, and I think that part of the efforts, whoever was behind this, and that's a topic for perhaps another day, I think was hoping to foment violence. I think that part of the attempt on the former president's life was to cause civil unrest and to give the current administration a reason, a rationale for employing, for example, martial law. I think that they are desperate, unfortunately, and desperate people do desperate things. We is truly by the grace of God that President Trump wasn't killed by that bullet. There are many, many people culpable and, I believe, participant in what was nearly an absolute tragedy and travesty on former president's life. Certainly there are people at the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, perhaps local law enforcement, who should have known better. This is Security 101. I've participated in hundreds of site safety and site threat assessments, and there is absolutely no way, it is completely implausible to believe that this was just overlooked or just abject incompetence. I am concerned that there will be a second attempt. I certainly hope not, but that certainly remains a concern. And I think that given the amount of chaos that's ensued recently, just in the past 72 hours with President Biden and the possible advancement of Kamala Harris into the Oval Office even before the end of this term, I think that we are ripe for some serious chaos.
And again, this is all about moving Trump out of the way. They don't want Trump anywhere near that White House. They want him out of the picture. Originally, the president was supposed to be in jail by now, right? Remember July the 11th, but that got moved to September. And so then we have the assassination attempt. And you do have to wonder, Dr. Victory, about Joe Biden, this claim that he has the China virus again. Very convenient, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. This entire thing, Todd, smacks of third world kind of banana republic modus operandi. We are essentially witnessing what appears to be a bloodless coup. President Biden, I have said for more than 4 years, I was on the record publicly back in April and May of 2020, saying that Joe Biden had every obvious sign, both physical and cognitive, of Parkinsonian dementia. It turns out I was right. It has progressed exactly as you would have predicted. He is not capable of remaining in the Oval Office. He is non compos mentis, and we should be enacting the 21st 25th Amendment if he's not willing to step down on his own accord. But we have people behind the scenes, the puppet masters, essentially just thumbed their noses at the whatever 14 million people who had voted for Biden to be their candidate. They are, you know, holding a coronation, it appears, for Kamala Harris without due process. And I think that all of these things together have caused so much disruption, so much chaos. There's no question that President Biden isn't fit to hold office, but this needs to be done properly, not the way that it would happen in a third world banana republic where a bunch of nameless, unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats are essentially making these decisions.
Well, not only that, let's just assume he does have the China virus. The guy's been vaccinated twice. He's gotten at least 5 boosters. What does that tell you about the vaccines and the boosters?
Yeah, exactly. If he, in fact, received the shots, which we are told that he has 6 shots deep into this. And this is the third time on the record that he has tested positive for COVID. If that isn't testament to the abject failure, let alone the number of people who have been egregiously harmed by these mRNA injections. The idea that the CDC or anyone is still pushing these shots in the face of, as you said, the president having his 3rd verified case of COVID when he's been, you know, vaccinated up one side and down the other is just insanity.
All right, real quick here before we have to let you go, Dr. Victory. We came pretty darn close to full-blown chaos in this country if President Trump had been killed. We always had to be prepared, and there would have been chaos across this nation. And that's, again, why the wellness company is so important, because we need to make sure that people are prepared in the event something bad happens.
Absolutely. And I and the rest of my colleagues at the wellness company are not preaching fear. We are not fear mongers. What I am preaching and have always taught is rational readiness. In a time of crisis, when there is civil unrest or a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, you cannot count on your normal resources. Resources will be spread thin, and that certainly includes those in our own healthcare system. So the last thing you want to be doing is relying on going to the urgent care or the local pharmacy or, God forbid, the emergency department in the time of crisis. And that's why we have strongly suggested that people avail themselves of the kits that we have put together. They include a broad number of broadly applicable medications, right, antibiotics, and other medications that can be used in the time of crisis.
All right. TWC.health/Starnes, folks, is the website. TWC.health/Starnes. And again, $30 off at checkout. That's $30 off at checkout if you use code Starnes. I'm prepared. You need to be prepared too. I love it. Be rational, be practical about it. Dr. Victory, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And congratulations to President Trump. Just made an eagle on the golf course. Way to go, Mr. President. All right. Hey, folks, we'll see you tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax.